Hey, and welcome to Tech Chat with Samantha. This is the podcast for small business owners who want to level up their business. I'll be sharing with you best practices, tips, and how-tos on how to best implement automation and technology into your business. So come along for the ride and listen in. Hey everyone, it's Samantha Pointer Fox with Samantha Pointer Enterprises, and welcome to another Tech Chat with Samantha. Today we're going to dive back into talking about systems, automated systems that every business should have. Those six systems that we abide by are traffic, capture, offer, close, deliver, and follow up. Now, in previous tech chats, I've already talked about traffic and capture, and I will link to those two shows if you have not already heard them. But today we're going to talk about your offer. And from the title, it says all roads should lead to your offer. So we're going to be talking about the problem with having too many choices in your business offering, why the offer system is important to get right, and then a simple plan to getting the system set up and next steps. So I got my notes, so let's dive in, right? So the first thing, the problem with having too many choices, too many business offerings when it comes to your business. And I'm gonna preface this by saying I'm not talking about if you have an e-commerce business. Of course, you have lots of products, lots of different products. We understand that. I'm specifically talking to service-based business. If you provide a service, if you're a coach or consultant, that's who I'm speaking to right now. So the problem with having too many offers is you're confusing the buyer, right? So the confused mind says no. If you have too many offers, too many choices out there for them to choose from, most times people get paralyzed, they stop, and they don't do anything. They don't know what to choose. They don't know what to pick. They don't know if it's for them, right? The other problem is it confuses you as the person who came up with all these different offers. It confuses you because it's hard to keep track of the different offers. It's hard to keep track of what's profitable, what's been profitable, what isn't profitable. When you want to make a change to different offers, if you have so many out there, it's going to be harder to, you know, figure out where do I need to change this? Really the organization of it all, right? Where is this offer housed? Where am I offering this? Am I offering on my website? Did I say this in a post somewhere, right? So if you have too many offers, too many out there, it just makes all that super hard just to keep up with, to keep track of, to track the analytics of it, to track where everything is. So that's the problem with having too many offers out there, okay? Another problem is when you have so many, it's going to be harder for you to choose where you need to direct people, right? So you don't want to be directing people to 50 different things because, again, it confuses them and they're going to say no and not do anything with that. So if you have found in your own business that you're leading people to several different things or giving them too many calls to actions and nothing is moving the needle, that could be it. You can have too many offers. So let's talk about why the offer system is important to get right. So it's important to get the offer system right simply for clarity and to provide a smooth customer journey, a smooth experience for your client or customer. It's so much easier when you have when you get your offer right, when you get this system right and you're offering a few things or one thing, it's easier for the client, the potential client, to take you up on that offer. It's easier to direct people to that offer, and it's easier to track if that offer is working or not. Everything gets simplified when you just have one to three offers, right? And so, and then the most important thing of having this is having, again, like I said, pointing, being able to point someone to one offer. It's so much easier if I know this is my flagship, this is what I offer, and whether I'm speaking on stage, whether I'm doing a live like this, whether I'm on social media, whether I'm in person at networking events or what have you, I have one place that I'm pointing someone to. I have one offer that I need people to take advantage of, right? And it helps people to identify themselves. When you have one offer that someone sees, it's easier for your target market to raise their hand and say, yes, that's me. That's what I need. That's what I've been struggling with. And that's the solution I've been looking for. Not, oh my God, there's five. Like, have you ever been to a restaurant? And I don't even want to say this one restaurant's name, but they have a huge menu. And it's so hard to figure out, you know, what you want to eat because they have so many choices. And all those choices out of the 20 to 30 choices they're offering you of every type of cuisine, you might like 10 of them. But of course, you can't buy 10 of them, right? That's not really feasible. You're not going to be able to eat all that. But wouldn't it be so much simpler for that restaurant to have a few offerings that you can choose from? And of course, you're going to identify, today I'm hungry for this, and you go ahead and get it, than wasting time sitting there looking through this and being overwhelmed and anxious by this huge plate of things that you can choose from. And so again, that's the same thing about the offer system, why it's important to get it right, why you want to only offer one or two things, because again, you can point someone to that, they can identify if it's for them or not, and you'll get the response that you're looking for, okay? Because at the end of the day, the end game for all of your marketing, whatever you do in marketing, is to get people to your offer. So again, if you have one place that you're pointing people to and one offer that you're pointing them to, it's much more simplified. It's easier for them to say yes when you have that one offer that you're pointing it to. And all of your marketing efforts should go towards guiding people along the customer journey to get to your offer and then to take advantage of your offer, okay? So keep that in mind. Now, the last thing, let's talk about a simple plan for getting this system set up and any next steps. So the first step is to get clear on your offer. What are you offering? What are the pain points that your business, your service solves? Write all those down. And you may have a lot that comes to mind. You may have tons of pain points that you've identified in your business that your particular service can provide. And, you know, this works also for e-commerce, okay? Just whatever your product is at the end of the day should solve a pain point, right? But specifically for service-based businesses, think about, what is that pain point that my service solves, right? What does my target market need from me? You need to write all of that down. What do they need from me? What have I seen? What brick walls have I seen them keep hitting? What is it that they need to see from me? And then write that down. So once you're writing all this down, then it's time for you to make a decision. Make a decision about what your offer will be, what your flagship will be, what's that one offer you're going to offer. Now, you may come up with several offerings, especially if you've listed, 6 to 10 pain points that you know your service can solve and can solve it in different ways. That's fine, but I only want you to pick one offer. And this is how you can stick to simplifying your offer system and offering one thing or a few things, is pick one offer that you're going to offer for this month or this quarter. Because again, all of your marketing efforts are going to go around pointing to that one thing, that one offer. So this month, you may offer, you know, this month I'm offering, I don't know, haircuts to dentists or something like that. And then next month, I'm gonna focus on a different group. You see what I'm saying? Something along those lines. Of course, that's hypothetical, but you want to just be offering one thing this month or one thing this quarter. If you didn't come up with a ton of different offerings, then this is going to be easier for you because you can offer things once a quarter. You can change your focus each quarter of who you want to serve and how you want to serve them, right? So again, pick one thing you want to offer this month and then make a decision that this is my offer. This is where I'm going to lead people to. Now, your next steps. That's not what's everything in an offer system, of course. Here at Samantha Pointer Enterprises, we help business owners and CEOs to put automated offer systems in place, right? And it involves a little bit more than just, now that you picked your offer, now what? So that's probably where you're going to be once you've said, this is what I want to offer. You're going to be like, now what? So I am the now what. The now what is you're going to want to put in place an automated offer system. And that's what we offer here at Samantha Pointer Enterprises in our From Audit to Automation service. Offer systems are one of the things that we set up and in place. So not once we've gone through with you and talked to you about what that one offer is you want to focus on, then we can get down to the nitty gritty of, you know, choosing what, how we're going to deliver it, what technology needs to be in place, what integrations need in place, what tracking, all the fun, sexy tech stuff in the background that almost nobody but me and other automation service providers love. But that's where that comes into play. So if that is you, if you're saying, hey, I know I need this in place, or I have an offer system, but it really isn't like things aren't gelling like they should, then I want you to book a technology breakthrough session with me. It's no obligation. It's a 20-minute session where we're going to where we talk about, you know, what your business goals are as it relates to automation and how we can help get that set up for you. So you're going to want to go to organizingguru.com/15 and book your session. And I would love to talk to you further about getting the offer system set up, and even not just the offer system, but again, we have 6 systems that every business should have in place, and the offer system is just one of them. But we also determine which of the 6 systems you need in place first and go about implementing and putting that in place. So again, that's organizingguru.com/15 to book your technology breakthrough session. And I would love to help your business, your company, get automated marketing and sales systems in place. That's what we do. That's how we help. And, you want to get off the manual bus as quickly as possible in your business because it's costing you time, it's costing you money, it's costing your employees time, and you're spending way more when you don't have automation in place and let technology work for you. Okay, so that's all I have for today. I will see you back again for another tech chat, and we'll dive into more systems, and I will link to everything I've talked about today. But again, make sure you book a technology breakthrough session at organizingguru.com/15, and I look forward to seeing you again. Bye. You've just finished listening to another awesome episode of Tech Chat with Samantha. Be sure to share this with any business owners that you know who may be struggling with technology and automation. And be sure to visit us at organizingguru.com.